This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. officials expressed outrage Monday after a trio of rockets slammed into Baghdad, two of them landing in the city's fortified green zone. Iraqi officials said the rockets appeared to have been launched from a nearby neighborhood, but that no one was injured. Iraq's military said four vehicles were damaged, along with some property. Initial reports indicated the rockets that hit inside the green zone landed close to the U.S. embassy and also close to Joint Operations Command, where U.S. military personnel coordinate with the Iraqi military in the fight against the Islamic State terror group. No one claimed immediate responsibility for the attack. It comes just a week after a rocket attack outside Erbil International Airport in northern Iraq. A contractor for the U.S.-led coalition was killed and nine others were injured, including a U.S. military member. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters on Monday, quote, "We are outraged by the recent attacks." He added, quote, the Iraqi people have suffered for far too long from this kind of violence and this violation of their sovereignty. U.S. Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland on Monday called the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol building by supporters of former President Donald Trump the most heinous attack on democracy. He vowed to pursue investigative leads, quote, wherever they take us. Garland told the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday, quote, I never expected to see that in my lifetime. Garland was appearing for his confirmation hearing to become the country's top law enforcement official. He said the investigation of January 6th would be his top priority and the subject of his first public briefing. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Half of Myanmar's Press Council members resigned last week, saying they are unable to protect press freedom, uphold media ethics, or protect the safety of fellow journalists. The 15 resignations on the Myanmar Press Council come in response to directives issued by Myanmar's military to news outlets on how they should cover the coup that happened February 1st and concern over legal and physical threats to journalists. The Press Council is an independent body set up to handle press disputes and ethics queries. Myanmar's Ministry of Information has sent letters to media outlets ordering them to not use certain terms, including regime or coup. That's according to the former secretary of the Press Council, who spoke to VOA's Burmese service after resigning. The former secretary said that changes to the penal code will allow the military to bring charges against protesters, activists, and other critics. Proposed cybercrime legislation would further increase the risk of journalists being targeted for their work. The former secretary said five journalists were detained while covering the mass protests that have rocked Myanmar since the coup on February 1st. The Myanmar Press Council last week condemned the draft cyber bill that would give the military access to user data and the power to block websites and jail critics. In its statement, the Press Council called the law unconstitutional and said it would obstruct journalists' ability to report. Virginia lawmakers have given final approval to legislation ending capital punishment in the state of Virginia, which borders Washington, D.C. Virginia lawmakers gave the measure final approval on Monday. And now Democratic Governor Ralph Northam is expected to sign it into law. It's a dramatic turnaround for a state that has executed more people in its history than any other state. Virginia's Democratic majority argued that the death penalty has been applied disproportionately to people of color, the mentally ill, and the indigent. Republicans raised concern about justice for victims and said some perpetrators deserve to be executed for especially heinous crimes. If the governor signs the proposal into law, the legislation would make Virginia the 23rd U.S. state out of 50 to stop executions. And the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is appealing for $9.4 million to fund efforts to prevent a new Ebola outbreak from spreading across West Africa. Health officials in Guinea declared an epidemic on Sunday after three cases were detected in a rural community. At least one victim has died. It's the first Ebola outbreak in Guinea since 2016. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.